We're going to read now from Ephesians chapter 4, beginning to read at verse 17. Now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamour and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Do you know what the first word you ever said was? Maybe you know the first word your children said. One of the first words a child learns is the word mine. From where extremely young, we're very attached to our possessions. We don't like anyone to take them from us. That's what we're thinking about today. In our series on God's law in Exodus 20, we come this morning to Exodus 20, verse 15. You shall not steal. The word that's used for steal in this verse, it means to take that which belongs to another without his consent or knowledge. You shall not take anything that belongs to someone else without their consent or knowledge. And today we'll really just be thinking about three different applications of that. And the first is, you shall not steal from others. How can we steal from other people? Well, yes, you're stealing from others if you break into their house in the middle of the night and walk off with their TV or with their money. You're stealing from others if you take sweets from a shop without paying for it. But there are many other ways in which we can steal from other people. You can steal from others in your place of work. If you borrow things from work and use them at home without permission, you're taking what belongs to someone else. You're using it up or wearing it out. You're stealing. If you make private phone calls that your company has to pay for without permission, you're stealing. If you make a private phone calls on company time without permission, you're stealing time, which is work, which is money, from your boss. If you use the internet for personal use, if you use Facebook for personal use on company time without permission, you're stealing. If you exaggerate your expense claims to your company, you're stealing. It's much easier than you might think to steal from your place of work. Or you can steal from the government. If you don't pay your taxes, you're stealing from the government. Or if you fiddle your tax forms so that you pay less than you should, you're stealing from the government. Or if you claim grants you're not entitled to, you're stealing from the government. If you claim more benefits than you're entitled to, you're stealing from the government. If you don't pay any fines the government happens to impose on you for something wrong that you've done, you're stealing from the government. It's easier than you might think to steal from the government. God tells us to submit to those he has placed in authority over us. We're not to steal from the government. Or you can steal copyright material. If you photocopy books that are copyright and use them in ways that you're not entitled to, you're stealing from the copyright holder. And even if it's not copyrighted, if you take someone else's writing, maybe from a book, maybe from the internet, but if you take someone else's writing and pass it off as your own, what is it? It's plagiarism. It's stealing. Or if you search Google Images and use copyright pictures in ways you're not entitled to, you're stealing from the copyright holder. If you use illegally copied CDs or DVDs, you're stealing from the copyright holder. If you use illegally downloaded music or movies, you're stealing from the copyright holder. How many of the clips of TV shows on YouTube are legal? If you don't know if a clip is legal, should you be watching it? God wants us to obey the laws of the land. You can't obey them if you don't know them. So God wants you to read the copyright notices and do what they say. It's much easier than you might think to steal copyright material. You shall not steal from others. But maybe there's a question in your mind. Maybe you're wondering if there's ever a time when it's right to steal. Maybe you're thinking of someone who's in desperate need, or someone who's under unjust circumstances. Is it right for them to steal? Well, God tells us in Proverbs 6, verses 30 and 31, people do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his appetite when he is hungry. But if he is caught, he will pay sevenfold. He will give all the goods of his house. It's saying you can understand why he does it, but it's still to be punished. It's still wrong. Titus 2 verse 10 tells us that slaves are not to steal from their masters. Not all slave owners were good and just and fair. Many of them were quite the opposite. But God still tells their slaves not to steal from them. We are not to steal from others. Period. What will happen to those who steal from others? The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 6 verse 10 that thieves will not inherit the kingdom of God. They will not get to heaven. How many things do you need to steal to become a thief? Only one. If you have ever stolen anything, you are a thief. And God says that that alone is enough to keep you out of heaven. Have you ever stolen anything? From work? From the government? From copyright holders? From anyone else? If you have, that bars you from heaven. But what did Jesus say to the thief on the cross who asked him for mercy? He said, I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise. You don't deserve to get to heaven. But if you turn from your sin and ask Jesus to forgive you, if you trust him to do that, he will take away your sins. He'll wipe them out. He will bring you into heaven with him. You You shall not steal from others. The second application of you shall not steal, I want us to think about, is you shall not steal from God. You might ask, how could I steal from God? But listen to what God says. Malachi 3 verse 8. Will man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In your tithes and contributions. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. These people were shocked at the suggestion that they were stealing from God. They were puzzled about how they could have done that. But God tells them that that is exactly what they have done. They have robbed God by not giving him his tithe. The word tithe simply means a tenth. God has told his people to give him a tenth of their income. Giving God less than that is stealing from God. That's what God himself tells us. God claims 10% of your income. It is his. It belongs to God. It is not yours. It may be in your bank account. It may be in your pocket. But it is not yours. It's God's. And God requires you to give it to him. He tells you that if you do not give it to him, you are stealing what is his. It's your responsibility before God to calculate how much of the money in your bank account belongs to God. Saying, what I gave to God was probably roughly 10%. Just isn't good enough. Saying I was too busy to work it out isn't going to cut any ice with God. 10% of your total income belongs to God. Not 10% of what's left over after the government has taken its taxes. Not 10% of what's left over after you've paid your bills and your expenses. But 10% of your total income. God says, bring the whole tithe, the whole tenth, into the storehouse. It belongs to God. If you spend it on anything else, you are stealing from God. If you save it, you are stealing from God. That's how God himself describes it. It is God's. Give it to him. You shall not steal from others. You shall not steal from God. Thirdly, you shall give. This is not just you shall not steal, but you shall do the opposite of stealing. instead of taking from others, you should be giving to others. It's a 180 degree change in our actions. Ephesians 4, verse 28. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Rather than stealing, God tells us that we are to share with those in need. In fact, that verse tells us that that is one of the reasons why we are to work. It says, let him labor so that he may have something to share with those in need. It's one of the reasons you work, so that you will have money to give to the poor. God says it should be. It's not the only reason you're to work. The Bible gives us other reasons as well, but it is to be one of the reasons you work. God tells us to work so that we can give to those in need. The rich young man came to Jesus asking, what good deed must I do to have eternal life? One of the commands Jesus quoted to him was, you shall not steal. And then Jesus went on to say, if you would be perfect, go sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come follow me. It's not enough just not to steal. We also need to give. Isn't that what Zacchaeus did as well? He had stolen by taking more tax than he was entitled to. But what did he say after he met with Jesus? If I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will restore it fourfold. He was going to make right what he had stolen. But he said more than that. He also said, the half of my goods I give to the poor. He had a total change of heart. He went from stealing to giving. And we need a total change of heart. It's not enough just to stop stealing. We need a new heart. A heart that only Jesus can give us. Jesus himself gave us so much. He laid aside his glory to come to earth. He laid down his life to save us. He freely gave. And if his Spirit is working in us to make us more like him, we will freely give. Has Jesus so radically changed your attitude to everything, including your possessions, that you don't just not steal, but that you want to do the opposite, that you give to those in need? You shall not steal. You shall not steal from others. You shall not steal from God. you shall give. Let the faith no longer steal, but rather let him labour, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let us pray. Our Father, we confess our sins before you. So often we have taken things that do not belong to us. Father, in many more ways than we probably even realize, we pray that you forgive us for our sins. We ask that you would make us more like the Lord Jesus Christ. That rather than trying to take things that belong to others, that we would be giving things that are ours to others. And Father, we pray that you would use this for your honour and your glory. In Jesus' name, Amen.